In for Roland Martin is April Ryan. Good morning. Good morning,
good morning,
April.
Tom.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody. Well, Tom, it's all about girl power this morning. One girl, one voice, and how girls and celebrities are pledging to use their unique voice to make positive change. Powerhouse singer Christina Aguilera is signed on. And with us to discuss One Girl, One Voice is its founder, Emmy Award-winning journalist Sean Robinson of Access Hollywood. Good morning, Sean
What's
Robinson.
What's happening, guys? Good morning. You all are jamming this morning.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
Yeah, that's how they do. Well, Sean, this morning, can you talk to us about One Girl, One Voice?
Yes, I can. As you guys know, because I came on your show when my book first came out, Exactly As I Am, about girls and self-esteem. So this is an extension of it. And what we want girls to do is to use their voice for positive change in the world, because it's all about reaching back and helping other people. So I started this movement called One Girl, One Voice, A Million Ways to Make a Difference. And you can log on to onegirlonevoice.org. And girls are just talking about how they are changing the world through their volunteer work. We got just some amazing young women, teen girls, just talking about doing just various things, you know, whether it's teaching art in their school or starting a recycling program in their neighborhood or helping somebody who is less fortunate. We were really happy when Christina Aguilera signed on talking about how she's using her voice to help children be fed all around the world, helping the fight against hunger. So it's a really, really cool movement. Very proud of it. So all you have to do, asking teen girls to log on to onegirlonevoice.org and talk about how they are changing the world. It can anything that you're doing to help other people. We just want to hear about it. It's all about using our voice for positive change and really making a difference in the lives of so many other people.
Very interesting projects. We even see that some girls even trying to help build wells in Africa for clean drinking water.
Yes,
amazing.
We had this one girl, one young lady said she went to Mozambique to go to work at an orphanage. You got girls just talking about how they are helping neighbors who are less fortunate, girls who are just are teaching art to inner city school children, teaching music, anything at all. We just want to hear about how girls are using their voice, because there are so many ways to make a difference in our world today. And when you talk about it, and April, I know that you are, you know, such a fantastic role model when it comes to young girls and self-esteem. And this is, as you know, one of the biggest ways, one of the surest ways to true self-esteem is to take the attention away from yourself and put it on someone less fortunate. So that's what we want young women to do, to declare to, you know, it's not about what you look like, how much you weigh, what your skin color is. It is about how God is moving through you to make positive change in the world. So we just want people to log on, young teen girls, to log on to onegirlonevoice.org and just tell us how you're making a difference in the world.
Sean, you're beautiful. You got a great career. I mean, propelled you to do this for young girls, particularly when we are supposed to be rocking? We are the ones who are thriving in education, and we're starting to now pass our male counterparts when it comes to issues of the economy and our paychecks. What has propelled you to do this?
Well, April, as you know, you and I, when you talk about the issue of girls and self-esteem, this is just a me generation. Everyone is trying to get their own, which is really cool. But it's my mother always told me that, you know, it's the platform that you're given that God gives you, and how you're using that platform later on in life in terms of how you will be judged. How do we use our platform to help other people? And as you know, we always have young girls coming up to us asking how to get in the business, or what is a particular celebrity look like, or, you know, isn't it fantastic that we're around stars all the time? But, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with happiness. Doesn't have anything what you look like, what you, how much you weigh, what your skin color is. That doesn't have anything to do with happiness, how many stars you're around. You and I know that very, very well. It is all about, for me at least, it's all about giving back and helping these young people, because we can't depend on anybody else. We've got to do it ourselves, and we have to educate our young people today about the importance of giving back in the world. And so, you know, you talk to young girls all the time about the issue of self-esteem. I do also. And so when you talk about how we are actually going to make a difference in the world, it's really about the small little steps we take to make the lives of other people better. And so the goal is to have 1 million girls declare to use their voice for positive change in the world. So girls can log on to the website and just see how other girls are making a difference and how they can also use their voice for positive
change. That's great.
Change.
That is amazing.
What's the website again?
OneGirlOneVoice.org. OneGirlOneVoice.org.
All right, Sean.
And Sean, before we let you go, any hot breaking celeb news coming out of there?
You know what? It is. I'm telling you, it is like so early here. So I'm gonna have to check on what's happening. I don't even think any of the stars are up yet to make some moves.
Well, they just went to bed. Are still asleep right now.
Scandalous. Well, Access Hollywood, Sean Robinson, the founder of One Girl, One Voice. Thank you so much, Sean. And
great. Thank you, guys.
The TJMS. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
All right, Sean Robinson. All right.